So, good morning. 10:48. 10:48. It's almost 11 o'clock in the morning. On Thursday morning, December the 26th, 2013. I'm walking. I'm talking. I already made Mary like Christmas. That was yesterday. I'm still in a lot of pain. I'm still in a huge amount of pain. But with any luck at all, 18 and a half on the first mile. That's not bad, given my condition. Given the condition my condition is in. Whew. So I have a new headset today. I don't know if it's going to sound better or worse, or about the same. We'll find out shortly. One of the things I wanted for Christmas was a set of earphones that didn't broadcast into the room, whatever it was I was listening to. Because I quite frequently get a lot of unnecessary, not to say unwanted, attention for the things that I listen to on my computer. So I asked for a pair of full over-the-ear headphones, very similar to the ones that I have for my studio monitors, but with a microphone. And sure enough, I got a really nice pair. So I brought them out for a spin. They have the triple band micro plug that allows the microphone to work and the headphones to work all on the same jack. So it's kind of cool. And there's an adapter that goes so I can plug it into my computer when I go sit down. So yeah, the sound is really good. Nice bass response, nice audio. And the only question now is whether or not this microphone, with its own little built-in windscreen, sounds as good as my regular one. I did check yesterday to make sure that it was actually recording, and it does. So, let's see. Where have I been? What have I been doing? Mostly I've been sitting, trying to get the back spasms under control, which is not necessarily the right thing to do for back spasms, particularly arthritis-based back spasms, which actually do better if they're moving a bit. So I probably should have been walking, but it was difficult to stand. It was difficult to walk. So I stayed home and let him rest. I ate a bit yesterday, cooked a lot yesterday. I spent most of the day cooking or cleaning up from cooking. It's actually worked out pretty well. My wife loves Christmas. She loves shopping. She loves wrapping, except she doesn't like wrapping everything on Christmas Eve. And she never can seem to buy a little, wrap a little, buy a little, wrap a little, buy a little bit, wrap a little more. So, as a result, on the 24th, the day before yesterday, she got up and said, she didn't want to do it, but she did. And so, I figured since she did that, the least I could do was do the meal and the cleanup. And we even played a couple of games after lunch. It was quite a pleasant, very pleasant day. So let's see. Today is the 26th. That means, what, 4 more days, 5 more days for this month? I've got anywhere near the amount of recording done that I need to get done. And, it's probably not going to happen today just because everybody's home. There's a lot of heavy appliances running. Laundry, dishwasher, showers are going, so water's running. It's kind of a noisy day. But the least I could do, I figured, was to come out, try to get a walk in. It's actually quite pleasant. It's a bit breezy, 40-odd degrees. I think thermometer in the backyard read pretty much 40 on the button. I'm not sure what the actual official Greeley temperature is, but it's perhaps above freezing. Perhaps. I see a lot of melt going on, so it's not a lot above freezing. There is a fair amount of snow in the shade, in the shadows. There's not very much snow left. We did have a white Christmas, mostly, yesterday. It was a warm day, so we lost quite a lot on Christmas Eve, and we lost more Christmas Day. But there's still sidewalks that have ice on them, so not completely clear. Quite a lovely day though. Sun's out. It's not terribly cold. Guys working on the roof over there yelling. And a loud truck going by. So, yeah, another Christmas gone. Christmas is not the holiday that I look forward to every year. I don't know what holiday I look forward to this every year. Memorial Day, because of Balticon, maybe. But, Christmas was never a truly joyous time. In the Lowell household growing up. I think Thanksgiving was probably more fun, generally. Although, it's not to say that we didn't look forward to Christmas, don't get me wrong, I was a kid. I looked forward to presents. But Thanksgiving, as time wore on, Thanksgiving was more the holiday that I looked forward to, I think. The food was always good, and we generally had a house full of company, or we went someplace where there was a house full. Getting together with people that we really only saw once a year was kind of a treat. So, in about a week, we'll have New Year's, and I gotta get going on Cape Grace. I have to do some more lines for Abby. She wrote to me early in the week. It's like, she always writes to me, bless her heart. She has no way of knowing, of course. She always writes to me when I'm least able to respond immediately. Very unlikely. But I did get my new calendar. I haven't got it updated yet with the new content. I did get my new calendar. I have to get it posted. looking back over the year, I've actually done quite a lot. It sometimes doesn't feel like quite a lot, but I've really done quite a lot. This year was the year that my sister passed away. It was the year I had my eyes fixed. It was the year my daughter graduated from high school. I published 5 books, republished 4, and published a fresh one. I still haven't got Zyfira's call recorded completely. It's kind of a... gotta get that done. Because I gotta do Hermit. Hermit's at the editor. It's the first time I've had the book edited before I read it aloud, so it's interesting to see what she has to say. So far, most of it has been minor stuff. Today was the first day. Today was the first one I got that had some sort of significant editorial question. Over and above the deer and elk sausages. And she's been relatively quiet. She's been relatively unquestioning regarding the works. Today was a question about Zyfira's call, and not having read book 2, she didn't know that Zyfira's call was both the name of a wind and the name of a sailing vessel. So some of the references were a bit abstruse for her. There was also a typo. I left out a definite article. I left out the. It should have been there. So that confuses things a bit. I know what's on the page, but just because I know what's there doesn't necessarily mean anybody reading it would know, which is a bit of a problem. I haven't really been doing anything. Hanging out, watching television with my wife. I very seldom watch TV, but every once in a while we get into a binge mode where we will watch all the episodes of something. So one of the things we watched last year was Breaking Bad. I'd never seen Breaking Bad at all, and then started from the beginning and watched all the way through till the dramatic conclusion. It was pretty good. That was quite lovely. We also, last year, watched House of Cards. Now, I don't know how I fell on House of Cards. It was something that someone said on one of the social media networks about House of Cards. And then I ran into House of Cards on Netflix, and I started watching the first episode, and my wife came and said, "What the hell is that?" So we watched it together, mainlined the whole thing. And then when Kevin Spacey spoke in front of the television producers in the UK, that all struck a very resonant chord with me. So yeah, it was really, really quite good. What else did we watch? Oh, we watched Scandal, which is interesting. I was quite taken with the writing of Scandal. It was sort of it was very clever in many ways. Of course, we watched Sherlock last year. I hadn't seen Sherlock. I think we started watching Sherlock last year. And of course, the new episode should have come out yesterday, January 1. In the UK, I don't know how soon we'll get to see it here, but Sherlock, yes. Elementary kind of lost interest in Elementary. I was watching it for a while. And the first few episodes were really quite good. I was enjoying them greatly. And then they sort of went, meh. I was like, somebody wrote a review of it that was like, it started out really strong, and then somebody in production staff, one of the producers, must have told the writers, oh, you're making Joan too smart, so you have to dumb her down a bit. And with dumbing down Joan, that was sort of like, no, I don't think so. We don't need to go there. There's plenty of poorly drawn female characters I don't need to watch Elementary. Which is too bad, because it started off with a lot of promise. One of the truly, truly damaged main characters that I've seen for a while. Blacklist is one that we're kind of looking forward to seeing come back. I think that's coming back next week. Maybe the week after. I'm not sure about Blacklist. Blacklist is one of those stories like Lost, where they keep asking questions and they never answer any of them. I gave up on Lost, too. I was late coming to Lost, so I missed the initial hoorah, and then much later, when I finally got sort of caught up, it was like, yeah, no, I don't think so. What's the other one I watched? Heroes. I watched Heroes. Heroes was interesting because of all the little Easter eggs. There are all sorts of little hints and clues and stuff that showed up on the screen that the characters paid no attention to, but were part of the show, part of the background, part of the universe. So that was fun. That was I enjoyed it. Until I got caught up and had to wait for a new season and kind of lost track. Let's see, what am I reading? I'm reading Deborah Geary's got a new book out. Picked that up the other day. I started reading, because I got a freebie from NaNoWriMo, I started reading Guy Kawasaki's Author, Publisher, Entrepreneur. And to be honest, it's kind of dumb. I mean, for somebody who's just coming into the marketplace, I can see where it would be useful. For somebody like me who already has a model, already has an audience, who already has an understanding of what's going on in the marketplace that I serve directly, the sort of generic motherhood and apple pie advice from Guy Kawasaki. I mean, his basic advice for writers is get a MacBook Air. Use Word to write with. Dropbox and Evernote. I mean, that's his advice. So, yeah, I understand why. I don't necessarily agree with his conclusion. And 1842 on the back half. Not a winning day, but a day that I beat 19 minutes on both miles. A day that I got out and walked. A day that I got out and talked. And made it all the way around my 2 miles. So, with any luck at all, tomorrow being another day, I'll talk to you then.